An Appleton newspaper recently looked at state purchasing records and found that government spending with minority firms has gone up in recent years. But the state is still well short of a 5% goal set two decades ago. At a meeting with more than 100 African-American business leaders, Governor Doyle stressed that he wants the goal exceeded.
What we're here is to try to make sure that people really know what the opportunities are, to encourage everybody to take advantage of those opportunities, to make sure that when you do take advantage of them, you come through with good quality work that leads on to the next project.
One of the next big projects is the rebuilding of the Marquette Interchange in downtown Milwaukee. State transportation officials expect up to 1,000 people to be working at that interchange over the next few years. Deputy DOT Secretary Ruben Anthony says the state already exceeded a minority or disadvantaged business hiring goal in the design phase of the Marquette. Anthony says the project needs plenty of traditional workers with iron and concrete, but also non-traditional employees.
There'll be work out there for artists to work on different structures on the Marquette. There'll be special landscaping. There'll be dust control. There'll be building demolition. There'll be security. There'll be public involvement. So you have to respond.
The Doyle administration's push for more minority contractors comes as the unemployment rate in Milwaukee's African-American neighborhoods remains one of the highest in the state, and as a new study shows a sharply rising mortality rate for black Wisconsin teens and young adults. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.